Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Three business letters arrived in the post this week. They were from the bank with the same message, that our local branch would be closing in June. What was ironic, to me, was the big title of the letter which said, quote, "We're changing how we support you with our banking," end of quote. Of course, the statement is accurate and doesn't say much, though I imagine the bank wants to suggest and make me feel that the support is increasing. And I can't say that the statement is dishonest, because closing the local branch is changing how the bank supports me with my banking. The realities of life are that banks have to make profits, that it is always good to spin bad news as positively as possible, and that I and the congregation are not important to the bank, because we do not live where there are many more people and a reason to keep their local branch open. Other realities of life are that people are comfortable with the familiar, and we generally have some resistance to change, but in the end we adapt, especially if we have no choice. So I find myself in a situation where I'll have to change my behaviour for reasons untold to meet the needs of someone who is allegedly providing me a service. And it strikes me that might be how some people regard me as a God messenger. They feel that they will have to change their behaviour for untold or unsatisfactory reasons to meet the needs of someone, in this case God, or me, but probably God, who is allegedly providing them with a service by caring for them. Such people have been influenced by Christianity Lite, because who said in the supermarket of religions that gods have to care? I would suggest that en masse, deities don't care per se, but that yes, with Jesus, you do have the message of God's love and compassion. So people hear that message and in effect say that God should love them as they are and care for them as they are, which is another way of saying that they want to be in control and have God help them on their terms. Of course, the triune God does love us all, but that doesn't mean that his relationship with us, his love for us, leaves us as we are. That's the point with all relationships. All relationships change us in some way, which is why we talk about good company and bad company. And the relationship with God changes us as we receive his grace and mercy, remember our baptism, eat at his table, and listen to and follow his word. Should we either cordon off parts of our life as out of bounds to God, or tell God what his word must mean, even if our meaning would suggest the opposite of the text, then we are in danger of wanting God on our terms only. Lent is a time for going back to basics. What does a holy God do with sinners? How can sinners live with a holy God? The answers lie in the person of Jesus and the cross, and what brought him there, and what happens afterwards, because that includes us today. Lent brings into focus that God does serve us in the way we need, and we can find it hard to believe we needed such a rescue, such a service of words, water, bread and wine, for our self-serving still affects our thoughts, words and deeds. God does care for his people and provide personal service to us, but can we trust him to do it his way? His letter, the Bible, to us, is not about changing his support, but rather calls out to us that in our changing world, his support is always there. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, you love us and make all things new in Christ. Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your kindness, and make known your heavenly glory in the renewal of our lives. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.